Don't forget, Lie coming sometime between now and 2:30. It's going to be kind of easy today. At some point in the next half hour, I'm going to tell a lie. If you can identify it, you win a four-pack of tickets to the Paycom Wooden Legacy at the Anaheim Convention Center on November 25th and 26th, featuring SC, Georgetown, San Diego State, and St. Joseph. So again, sometime between now and 2:30, there will be a lie. All right, so it has been two awful weeks for Matthew Stafford and the Los Angeles Rams. Two awful weeks. The Tennessee game, brutal. This loss up in San Francisco, brutal. They absolutely got worked up in San Francisco. And yet, according to NFL's ESPN writers, okay, so collectively all of them, they put out a list of MVP candidates. And I want you to take a shot. By the way, Momo's in for John today. Bergman is here. Jorge is here. Take a shot at who the leading candidate is for most valuable player in the National Football League, according to ESPN NFL writers.
Tom Brady.
Is it really?
It is Tom Brady. Despite the fact that he has lost two in a row, it is Tom Brady. Who else do you think is on the list?
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray is number four.
Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is not in the top six.
No.
They're playing well.
No, but he won't win it this year.
Think about it. Michael Thompson's favorite player.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Big bounce back week this last week. Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott.
That's good.
Up in Buffalo, Josh Allen, fourth.
Yeah, not running away with it, though. Yeah, there's really no one running away with that, huh?
And they've got at number six, Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
So here's what they say. He still leads the league in passing yards.
Okay.
And, you guys will love this, QBR. But needs big performances against other teams with MVP candidates. And he's got that. He's got Green Bay, at Arizona, and at Baltimore. If you're able to beat Aaron Rodgers, Kyler Murray, and Lamar Jackson, I think you can absolutely still win the most valuable player if you're Matthew Stafford. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do. I don't think the season is over for the Rams. They've hit a little bump in the road. They have to make some adjustments. They have a bye week to do it. They had some injuries. They added some new pieces. Let's see what they do there. I mean, if they go on the road and beat Aaron Rodgers, Stafford's right back in the MVP conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely think so, too. And you know what? I have a good feeling about that game at Green Bay.
Yeah?
I've got a good feeling about it. I feel like, you know, Sean McVay does not strike me as a guy who's going to lose three in a row. I don't think he's lost three in a row since he's been here.
I don't either.
He's barely lost two in a row. I think he was like 18-5 after a loss since taking over as Rams head coach. So he has had great bounce back success. And the NFL is incredibly weird. The NFL is a week-to-week league. You know, all of a sudden, Buffalo can lose to Jacksonville. The Cowboys can get blown out by Denver can beat the Cowboys.
And then Denver can lose again the next week to, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
I mean, it was so random.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Rams are still right in the thick of it. Whether they're, we're going to find out in the next few weeks. They have their bye this week. In a month, if you take out the bye week, we'll know for sure because they're at Green Bay, home to Jacksonville, which is a gimme, and then at Arizona. Games at Green Bay and at Arizona will determine whether they are a top-tier team or whether they're just a playoff team. But if the playoffs were to start today, the Rams would not have a home game. They're the 5 seed, so it would be no home games for the Rams. Actually, I forget how that works. If somebody gets upset, maybe you do get a home game, but at least you're not opening with a home game if you're the 5 seed.
Right, that makes sense.
So I wanted to – do you have passwords, complicated passwords for your stuff?
Oh, gosh. You know what? No, and I'm constantly getting things from Google saying you should change all your passwords. But then
yes.
Then they suggest the strong password for me now, the new iOS – but they're with like a, you know, 15 digits.
They look so crazy. I never accept the.
I actually do, and it's all stored in my phone. But God help me if I ever, you know, lose my phone or it ever logs me out or something.
Bergman, how are you with passwords? Do you put complicated passwords in?
I mean, I kind of, not really though. I don't go with the whole, like all the different numbers and those things at the top of the numbers.
Jorge, what about you?
A combination of both. Sometimes it depends on the website. If it's something I don't usually use, I go with their password. And if it's something that I commonly use, then I use my own.
Okay. Here are a few of the top 25 most used passwords for this year. 123456 is number one.
Yep.
Number two is 123456789.
Ooh.
Number three is password. Just the word password. Here's number seven. 111111.
Ooh, tricky.
Here's number eight. 123123.
Ooh.
You know, I take a lot of, number 22 is I love you.
Oh, wow.
Is it with a U now, or Y-O-U?
It's Y-O-U. I love you.
Is it L-U-V or L-O-V-E?
L-O-V-E, spelled just the way you would expect it to be spelled.
Is it I or E-Y-E?
It is just I.
Okay. Good to know.
By the way, you were making it far more complicated.
Yeah.
If you were to do...
It's fair. It's passwords. It could be anything. Get it? N-E. Thing. See?
Oh.
Yes. Oh! Is that how we get into your email, Jorge?
At some point, one of those was my passwords. N-E thing. Anything.
I like
funny.
That.
Exactly.
I like that.
That's
so
funny.
I make super complicated passwords just because I'm neurotic that way.
Yeah.
But it's unbelievable the number of people who, like, I mean, not that it matters, but our iPad password is 1234. just telling you the way to unlock. If you ever happen to have our iPad and you want to get into it, it's 1234.
Is it named Mace's iPad?
You know, it's named Mason iPad. Yes, it is named Mason's iPad.
That's great.
But you got to take time with your passwords. Sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
So mine are usually some version of like, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but like some friend name and then some numbers and then maybe an exclamation point. But the problem is, you know, you generally want to get something you remember. But then if you do that, then they'll send you all these notices saying this could be easily guessed. Right? Like
it's right. Just, or your email or your password was one in a
data
a bunch
breach.
Of hacked data
yeah,
breach.
Change it
yeah,
now.
All that stuff.
So, I have like 50 websites that I'm supposed to change it for. And I'm like,
and by the way, and they're all different.
Yeah, they're all different.
Are you at the point where like, I mean, I probably subscribe and have access to 50 different things. And on a piece of paper.
More than that.
On a piece of paper, because I don't want to put it on my laptop. On a piece of paper, I've got everything, every service, every account, and the password that I'm currently using for it. Because it's so complicated. And I probably have 50 different passwords.
Yeah, that's the way I do it too. It's always words that don't even get used. Like I don't use any words or phrases that I would use in normal conversation with you. It's always something completely random.
It needs to be. It shouldn't be 1234.
Well, no one thinks of that.
0000.
Apparently those are the most common passwords in America.
One of the choices is 000000. Very popular password.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real, though. Most people don't have that much sensitive information in their email.
You can have your bank account hacked. You can have
I'm saying if you have a bank account, that's a big problem. Or if you have
credit cards
or things that are tied to your account. But if you're just like using an email password in your Facebook, it's not that big a deal. Somebody hacked. I mean,
somebody hacked your Facebook.
It would be fun, but
my Facebook.
So
when
you
I
go
was,
in and say somebody hacked me, you know.
When I was in Europe in Italy a few years back, somebody hacked my Facebook, and Ireland will back this up. So one day my Facebook page turned into a shop selling sexy shoes, and it was my Facebook page became like an online store where they sold sexy women's shoes. And you know what I did? I emailed an executive. I went and found all the email addresses for all the Facebook executives, and I emailed them direct, and they fixed it in a really big hurry. But yeah, for a while there, and that's because I had a weak password for my Facebook. You gotta tighten this up, man. You gotta tighten this up.
Yeah, no, tighten it up. But I'm just saying, like, somebody's grandma who has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 as their password, if they hack her Facebook, it's like, you're going to get some weird messages sent to your friends, and that's stupid, okay? But it's not, I don't know, it's not going to hurt her that much. It's more like if you have it to your accounts.
Yes. Yeah, if you have it on your accounts, look out. Look out. All right, coming up next, it is somebody's birthday who is, I think, one of the most significant people in his field that has ever lived. I got that coming up for you. Plus, a voting guide for our Mandy Awards. I want to look at a couple of the categories and analyze them in depth, who you should vote for and who we think will win. And by the way, if you want to buy tickets to the 710 Mandy Awards, where we are all going to be, the entire station, everybody you know and love from the station, everybody you know and hate from the station, will absolutely be there. It's Sunday, February the 6th at Quiet Canyon in Montebello. There are limited number of tickets. We sold a ton of tickets yesterday. So if you want to be there, go to 710awards.net. It's $25 per ticket. You can get a table of 10 for just $200, so you wind up saving $50 on the table. Among other things, Keyshawn is hosting. There will be a live edition of Ask Slee, so you can come up with stupid questions for Sliwa. We'll do a live 710 edition of Family Feud. Everybody who wins their category will get a Champagne and Nuts trophy in honor of Michael Thompson. And Momo is going to put on a dance exhibition. She is going to show her coyote dance. She is going to show her Game of Games dance. And she is going to show, what was the 80s dance that you do?
Oh, the Cabbage Patch.
The Cabbage Patch. Yes.
Yeah.
I am going to sing the national anthem before the proceedings begin. Hey, what is wrong with singing the national anthem?
We're testing the buzzer for
now. Oh, yeah, you're testing the buzzer, my ass. I want Ireland to sing a live performance of Sound of Music because he knows all the words to the musical Sound of Music. It's going to be just anything goes for the night. It will not be recorded. It will not be broadcast. So if you want to be there, you've got to buy your tickets, 710awards.net. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. You know whose birthday it is today?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Who?
78 years old, the legendary Martin Scorsese, or Scorsese, depending on how you say it. Do you say Scorsese or Scorsese?
I think it's Scorsese.
Scorsese. Bergman, what do you think?
Guy that doesn't like Marvel. That's all I think about him.
He doesn't like Marvel.
At all.
Absolutely right.
Not in the slightest.
He calls it absolute junk. You're right.
Mm. Yeah, so
he doesn't
I don't
get
think
it.
About
but.
Him.
But who he's made so many great movies. What is your favorite Scorsese movie?
Is it not Goodfellas?
Goodfellas is great.
It's a good one. Raging Bull is mine.
That's a good
Raging Bull is unbelievable. Yep. If you've never seen the movie Raging Bull, I mean, you want to talk about a guy, an actor. Robert De Niro in that movie. At one point, I think he gained like 50 or 60 pounds to play Jake LaMotta.
He never lost it.
He never lost it?
No, I read it somewhere that he gained all that weight and never was able to lose it.
And was never able to get thin again. Yeah, yeah. I was, and this is one of the great honors of my life, I did a Q&A with Steve Buscemi, who I think most people know Steve Buscemi, Boardwalk Empire and The Sopranos and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a Q&A with him. And I was talking to him about Scorsese, who he's friends with. And Buscemi got me on the set of a movie that Scorsese was making called Hugo, and I ended up being in as a background actor in the movie Hugo. And if you go to a certain point in Hugo, you can see me clear as day. I'm in costume. I'm wearing like olden timey clothes, like the movie set in the 30s or the 40s or something like that. And mm-hmm. I've got 30s, 40s stuff. It's unbelievably cool. And you know what I thought was going to happen? I thought Scorsese would look at me and say, that guy needs a line. That guy right there needs a line. But it didn't happen. So to date, my only role in a film of note is Angry Fan number 3 in A League of Their Own.
That's but pretty I got good, close. Though.
Yeah, no.
Did you get
absolutely.
A speaking role in that? Did you get to say a line or anything?
I did not. I got to yell. Yeah, I was angry.
That's cool.
In fact, at the last scene, you'll know this. The last scene when Lori Petty dives in or slides with Gina Davis at home plate.
Yeah,
you know this
yeah, that's pretty cool.
I am behind them, and I yell, and I throw my hat down because I'm upset at that last play.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah. No, it was
like
awesome.
So you could actually watch the movie and find you in it.
I'm in there. You can look at the credits, and I'm in there.
You're like a real actor, huh?
I am a real actor. That's why I was – we had a conversation. You're not ready to say anything about it, but we had a conversation and I was offended by something you said to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not that offended.
There's still time to resolve it. Still time to resolve it.
Oh yeah. We'll resolve it.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's like that party I didn't get invited to. I still don't even know what that's about.
I didn't get invited.
But I'm upset that I wasn't. I know. I don't even know what the party was. I probably wouldn't want to go, but I'm offended that I wasn't invited.
I know what it was.
Same as you, right?
It happened on Saturday. There was a party. I know what it was. I know who it was for. I'm not allowed to say, but I'm just shocked that I was not invited. Not that I was away and I was gone, so I wasn't in town this weekend, but still, I'm shocked that I wasn't invited. Momo, you were not invited, right?
So are you shocked that I wasn't invited?
Yes. I'm shocked you were
because I don't
invited.
Even know what it was about. I don't know who threw it, but the fact that you're upset makes me upset. And
Bergman,
now
are you upset that you
FOMO.
Weren't invited?
No, not at all. I mean, I would have liked to have gone. I would have gone, but no, I'm not upset. I don't understand why you're upset.
Do I have a right to be upset?
No.
Why?
Because how often do you converse with this person?
Regularly.
Do
we
you?
Are in the same fantasy basketball
league.
Oh,
that narrows it down.
That does narrow
I know,
it down.
I know it does. That's why I'm saying that.
Oh, yeah. No, it does narrow it down. You're right. You're right. That does narrow it down. Yeah, but I'm shocked. And Morales, I do not believe that Morales was actually at this party.
There's pictures.
I don't believe there are pictures. I think that's made up BS.
I've heard there's pictures.
Made up BS.
If there's pictures, it's true. That's
I looked
know.
On his Instagram and I didn't see it.
I think he's making that up. I think he's making that up.
Could be like IG stories or something or Snapchat or whatever.
Now, Sedano, I do believe was there. Sedano said he was there, and I do believe Sedano was there.
So let me ask you this then. Have you ever actually hung out with this person?
Oh, yeah.
Outside of work?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I mean, that does not sound real at all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just like you go to all your Mason movie nights.
I do go to the Mason movie
but
nights.
But you don't stay.
I don't stay for the movie. But can you... cut me some slack here.
Okay, have you invited this person to one of your parties?
Yes.
Oh. Ooh, see, that changes
that
everything.
See, that, yeah.
Yes.
But he also, invites everyone to your parties.
Yeah, has been to my house for at least 3 or 4 parties.
I think I know who it is now.
Mm. Oh, you didn't know who it was before?
No, I had no idea. I have no idea why anyone's upset and whose party it even was, but I'm just upset because you're upset.
Yeah, this is great. Momo's completely in the dark. She has no idea.
Totally
Bergman,
in the dark.
You know.
I know who it is, and I love that this is completely inside radio. Nobody has any idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, there was a party.
It's great.
That was hosted at Ireland's house by somebody we all know.
Yep.
I was not invited. It was a birthday party. Momo was not invited. Morales was not there. Bergman, you were not invited.
Not invited. I didn't expect to be invited, though. Like, I love the guy, but I didn't expect him to invite me.
I expected to be invited. I'm shocked that I
wasn't. Yeah, you do.
And I will hold
it
against this person forever.
Is this a new grudge?
Grudge?
Yeah, I like your grudges.
So you're not going
to
invite
you do
throw
a lot of parties, and you do invite everyone, and I think that's nice. That is a defining Steve Mason characteristic.
I like it.
So you do. I think you get to be upset. Yeah, you invite people you don't like to your parties. I mean, there are people at your parties that I'm like, oh, I can't believe you invited that person.
Yeah, no.
I talked about it with you last time. I was like, really? You're still going to keep inviting that guy? Like,
who is the person?
We talked about that last time.
Who is the person?
I'm not saying it on the air.
Three
I'm
guesses.
Saying it on the air.
Three guesses.
Okay. No way. You don't what? Remember who I told you that was? I was like,
okay, so this is like, the person that you say I shouldn't invite to my parties. We get three guesses.
No way. Not doing it on the air.
Doing it on the air. Beto Duran.
Nope, that's not it.
John Ireland.
No, John Ireland, of course, is always invited.
Got to invite. Come on, everybody likes Beto.
How about, this one's going to put you in a very tough spot. Arash Markazi.
Oh, no. Come on, Arash is very likable.
Yeah, he's been to my parties.
You've seen him. He's been to your
party. Give me the initials of the person you think I should not be inviting to my party.
Nope.
O'Shea Jackson Jr.
No, O'Shea's always, he's always on the
O'Shea,
A-list.
And he's also a reason other people go, because you might see O'Shea there. And he's probably going to bring some good stuff.
Are they in the industry?
Used to.
Oh, I think I know. Does it start with a T?
Yeah, you cannot say
it. Does it start with a T?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does it start with an M?
No. Oh, this is
start
a great game.
A
I'm sure everybody loves this game. No.
Start with a B.
What are you, is this like Wheel of Fortune or something? Like,
start
I'd
with
like
an
to
F.
buy a vowel. All right. Off the air, you'll tell us, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Coming up next is Lie of the Day. If you think you know the lie, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. We got a great prize today. It is a four-pack of tickets, to go to the John Wooden Legacy Classic at the Anaheim Convention Center. 877-710-ESPN. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, it is Lie of the Day time.
Mm.
And sometime today, I told a lie. And if you can figure it out right now, you get a four-pack of tickets to the Paycom Wooden Legacy at the Anaheim Convention Center on November the 25th and 26th, featuring SC, Georgetown, San Diego State, and St. Joseph, some great college basketball. You can get your tickets at thewoodenlegacy.com. Now, Bergman, I do not have access to the phone, so I need you to introduce them.
All right, let's go to line one, Gabriel in Linwood.
Hey, Gabriel, what's going on, man?
What's going on, guys? Right here, trying to figure this out.
All right, so do you have an idea?
I think I do. I think I heard, overheard it was John saying that Martin Scorsese's age was 78, but he's actually 79?
No, you know what? That may be the case, but that was not a deliberate lie. How old is Martin Scorsese? Are you saying he is 79?
He is 79, yeah. November
17th, 1942. God, what do we do here?
It wasn't a lie. It was a mistake.
I was just wrong.
Right. You were just wrong.
I was just wrong. Yeah. So that I don't. That doesn't
sorry.
Count. That doesn't count.
That doesn't count. All right. You
sorry.
Know.
Just, sorry, man.
You're like, sorry, dude.
Oh, what the hell? Let's give Gabriel the tickets.
Oh, he's gone.
Okay.
But no, we'll go to the next slide.
That
it was a mistake.
A
lie's gotta be a lie.
We get numbers wrong all the
time.
There
are a lot of mistakes on the show. I am not good with numbers.
Oh, definitely.
All right, who's next?
Oh, I thought you had it now. Let's go to Shane in Orange County.
Hey, Shane, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's happening? I think I know the lie. I don't think that your Facebook got hacked, Mace.
I'm sorry. It did get hacked.
That's good. That's what I thought it was, too. It
was turned into a page where you could buy sexy women's shoes. Shane, I am sorry. That is not the right answer.
Hey, how much were the shoes going for?
You know, I do not recall. I don't recall much about it except opening my Facebook and seeing this gigantic red shoe, and it literally said, buy sexy shoes. It was absolutely true. Ireland saw the page, and I think he may have even alerted me to it because I was not in the country then. So, no, absolutely true.
All right, let's go to Jose in L.A.
Jose, what's up, brother?
What's going on, Mason? All right, so I have two guesses, but I might just have to narrow down to just one. There's no lifeline, right? I can't ask for opinion?
No lifeline.
All right, I got you. So then I'm going to guess that you did not have a Q&A. I don't remember the name, but it was a Q&A that you mentioned. I don't think you went through that.
You know what? I'm absolutely going to accept that as an answer. I never moderated a Q&A with the great Steve Buscemi.
There you go.
Good one.
Congratulations, man. You have scored for yourself a four-pack of tickets to the Paycom Wooden Classic at the Anaheim Convention Center on November 25th and 26th, featuring SC, Georgetown, San Diego State, and St. Joseph, and a Vote for Jorge t-shirt. Congratulations, man.
Let's go. Yep, there we go. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening, man. Appreciate it. And by the way, if you want tickets to the event, you can go to thewoodenlegacy.com. If you want a Vote for Jorge t-shirt, I believe they will soon be on sale at 710awards.net.
Yeah, let's do it.
They will be.
By the way, I wanted to make a – just handicap a little bit. If you are – the 710 Mandy Awards are coming up on Sunday, February the 6th at Quiet Cannon in Montebello. And we're really excited about this. We've never done anything like it. It's the biggest party we've ever thrown. And it's $25 per ticket. And I was told that we're selling tickets like crazy, that we are nearing capacity. So if you want tickets to come to the 710 Mandy Awards, see everybody you love and hate at 710 ESPN, you can get them for $25 a ticket. Table of 10 for you and your friends is just $200. That's $50 savings on a table with your friends. And all kinds of wild stuff is going to be going on that night, so make sure you're there. So the category that means the most to me, and you can vote at 710awards.net.
Associate Producer of the Year?
No, that is definitely a vote for Jorge.
That's in the books already, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, vote for Jorge.
See, listen to that, baby.
Come on. How can you disagree?
I tried. I really tried to give you a vote for Jorge from Daniel, but you saw the video.
I saw the video.
He kept laughing the whole time.
He tried so hard. It was so cute. So Show of the Year is a really important award, I think, for all of us here. The nominees are Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And by the way, Keyshawn will be there hosting the event. So it could be an awkward moment if he doesn't win. Travis and Sliwa, who have been here for about 10 minutes now, right, doing a show?
Yeah.
Sedano and Cap, and then Mason and Ireland. So I think it's important that we win. Bergman, how important do you think it is that we win?
I mean, there's a lot of good shows on this station.
No, there's four shows.
No. All four of them are really good.
Okay, Corporate Greg.
What do you mean?
Corporate, you have to say that.
I don't have to say anything.
Loyalty? Your loyalty is clearly to the station and not to the show you're producing.
Can we just be honest here?
Yeah.
Travis and Sliwa are the Mason and Ireland pregame show.
I mean, I thought we were being honest.
No. And then Sedano and Cap do a post-game wrap-up for us. The main event is from 1 to 4 every single day. That's the main event.
Vote for Jorge.
Vote for Jorge.
And vote for Jorge. Absolutely.
And vote for our show.
Vote for Mason. Oh, you know what's actually more important than voting for Mason in Ireland? There's a category for Host of the Year. Now, that one I will take personally if I don't get that one.
Who are the nominees?
The nominees are basically everybody on the station. Even like Dr. Clapper is up for Host of the Year.
Can you read the list for us?
The nominees are Keyshawn, Travis Rogers, Alan Sliwa, John Ireland, George Sedano, Scott Kaplan, Dr. Clapper, and me. Now, granted, I cannot do Clapper Vision. I can't do the thing where you take a stack of Oreo cookies and it's like your spine and then the cream comes out of one and that's like your disc. And I can't do any of that Clapper Vision. It's like a bowl of Jell-O with whipped cream on top and you shake it and that's like your pelvis. Clapper. Whatever the hell.
You just did it. You just did it.
Clapper. I did Clapper Vision.
What was that again?
It's like it's a bowl of Jell-O with whipped cream on top, and you shake it, and that's your pelvis.
Clapper Vision.
Clapper Vision, exactly.
Oh, it's amazing. Oh, so, what kind of Jell-O? It's important. What kind?
Hey, Mace.
Yes.
Look at that list. Why are you at the end, at the bottom of that list?
Oh, I put myself at the
bottom. No, you did not.
I'm not at the bottom.
Yeah, you are. You just read the list. You said it's Clapper, and then you at the bottom.
Yeah, I just saved me. Save me for last. I saved me for last.
Mm-hmm.
Jorge, by the way, Associate Producer of the Year, I think you're going to win in a runaway.
Yeah, I think so too.
The interesting thing will be Producer of the Year.
Oh, vote for Emily, vote for Lindsay.
It's in the books.
Emily is nominated, Bergman is nominated, and Lindsay is nominated.
Vote for Emily, vote for Lindsay.
Vote for Greg.
Nah.
Vote for Bergman.
Nah, we don't need that.
Oh, you need
I'm going to lose.
Award.
I already know I'm going to lose, so give it to the other ones.
You need that award.
Oh, I need no awards.
Who do you think is going to win that award?
I think either Emily or Lindsay.
You can put probably
Lindsay.
Desk. You can put that on your desk.
I mean, if I had to take a guess, it's no offense to either. I would probably think Lindsay will win.
Lindsay is the favorite?
I think so.
What do you think the odds are for Lindsay to win?
Probably about, what is it, 85% to win? So what is
that? Let's call it 2-1.
2-1? No, Andy, probably 4-1. Yeah. 4-1?
Greg, I have to tell you this. I think you're right. It's going to be Lindsay or Emily. It's going to – Lindsay has a pretty robust social media following.
She does. She does.
She really does. So it's going to depend on how much she activates that social media following. Like, is she going to link to it in her in the Lindsay Baseball Instagram account? Will she put it on her OnlyFans account? I mean, if she starts, you know – putting the link there to vote for Lindsay
it's true.
In her social media channels, it could be all over. I mean, I like Emily. I think she's really good. And that Travis and Sliwa show, solid job. Solid job there. But does she have the social media power that Lindsay does?
It's a very
good
question.
That's what it's going to come down to.
Very good
Greg,
question.
I have to tell you this. I think you're playing this exactly right. You have no chance.
No chance.
It's best to just encourage people to vote for others.
Even though I helped build Sedano and Cap, even though I helped build Mason and Ireland.
Wait a minute.
Don't act like you care too much, Greg. No.
Bergman did not help build Mason and Ireland. Mason and Ireland
just
has been around
you.
For two friggin' decades.
I knew you were
going
to get so mad. You can take it so personally.
Funny.
Saw that coming. No. I'm going to lose. It'll probably be Lindsay. I think Emily comes in second, and I don't think anybody really votes for me after all the three that are there.
You do get a lot of grief here.
Oh, I'm just kind of there. I'm just the guy that's kind of always here.
Plus your management.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Nobody wants management to win an award.
Totally agreed.
Your fingerprints are all over this whole thing.
Yeah.
What do you mean, eh?
No, I mean, you're right. It's just, eh.
Weren't you part of the group that came up with the 710 Mandy Awards?
Yeah, so I'm not going to get any of this. It was mostly Chris and Amanda and Tommy. They were the biggest one, but I helped some.
Do you think I have a chance to win anything, Mace?
Yes.
Should I act like... What can I win?
Carlo.
Like fill-in host?
Yeah, fill-in host of the year.
Michael Thompson.
Yeah, I don't think I have a chance. I think I'm going to lose. Like, Michael Thompson's going to win. There's no way.
Fill-in host of the year, Clinton Yates, DeMarco Farr, Kirk Morrison, Ramona Shelburne, Michael Thompson.
It's me or MT, and it's going to be MT. I've already lost. I mean, Michael Thompson's a former Laker.
I think there is a lot of Momo love in the world. A lot of Momo
there
love.
Is.
I'll tell you this.
There's
I voted for you multiple times, Momo.
Yeah, I voted for you multiple times,
hey,
too.
Mace, what's it gonna take for me to get your bots to vote for me?
I don't have any bots. Do you really think this is... Seriously, I would
well,
like to win.
You're the crypto guy. I mean, you know.
I'm the crypto guy, so I must have
stuff
bots.
Works.
Yeah,
the
I have
same
no bots.
Thing, you know how the internet works and stuff?
I'll tell you what, coming up next for you is Game of Games. Whose game is it today?
My game today.
Momo's game. The score in the month of November, Mason 2, Ireland 2, Bergman 2, Jorge 1, Sedano 1, Kaplan 1, Michael Thompson 1, and Kiki 1. Momo, not on the board. You will get a shot on Friday, but you are not on the board so far in the month of November. Game of Games is coming up next for you. Then we'll talk a little Lakers as we get ready for Lakers-Bucks. It's an early game today, 5:30, so 3 o'clock is Lakers pregame with Spock and the Jock. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. It is Game of Games time, and it is Momo's game today. Very tight in the month of November. Everybody is in it, including people who aren't normally here. Sedano, Cap, Michael Thompson, Kiki. By the way, you know, anytime Sedano and Cap want to jump in and play Game of Games leading up to their show, they're always welcome, Bergman. Make sure they know that.
Yeah, I'll let them know.
All right, it's Momo's game today. You never know what's going to happen when Momo does a game. It can either be spectacular or a crashing disaster. Momo, what is the game today?
Well, I was inspired by the new Crypto.com stadium, and we have a stadium trivia question. Okay?
Okay, got it.
Some of these are hard. Some of these are really easy, all right?
Is this a buzz-in or?
No, nope, these are, I will let you know on each one, okay?
Thank God, because with the delay, that would have been awful.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay. All right. This first one is a multiple choice. Which of these stadiums is the oldest? Fenway Park, Churchill Downs, Wrigley Field, or the Indianapolis Motor Speedway? Mason, you're up first.
I will say Wrigley Field.
Okay. Greg?
Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Jorge?
The Speedway. Ireland.
Oh, Ireland's here!
Hey!
I didn't hear, so I'll just say what the whole question
is. No, no,
so
hold on,
I'll
give you the choices.
I'll just guess what Mason guessed, Wrigley Field.
Oh, you're all wrong. It's Churchill Downs.
Churchill
Downs. It
opened
in 1875.
Nobody on the board.
All right. Which of these companies?
Ireland is so competitive. He wants the mythical money for winning the
month. He
wants
it.
I literally just got to the arena and Glenn Engineer. I said, put me up right now.
Okay, which of these companies did not go bust after signing a naming rights deal? Fruit of the Loom, 3Com, Conseco, or Gillette? First one up is Greg.
Fruit of the Loom.
Jorge.
What was the second one?
3Com.
Oh, I'll go with that one.
John.
I don't think Gillette ever went belly up. I'll take Gillette.
Mason.
You're saying all of them went belly up except for one?
Exactly.
Oh, it's Gillette.
You guys are both right. Gillette. Fruit of the Loom, 3Com, and Conseco are all belly up after signing.
I think the Patriots play at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, they play at Gillette Stadium.
I used Gillette razor today.
Yeah. Which country is home to the biggest stadium in the world? The United States, England, Dubai, or North Korea? First one up, Jorge.
I'll go with Dubai.
John?
North Korea.
Mason?
Dubai.
Greg?
Dubai.
North Korea is the right answer.
Oh, Ireland takes the
point. There's a 150,000-seat stadium in North Korea.
It starts with a P, right? Like Pyeongchang?
I have no idea. Yeah, no,
and it's always, it's all, basically, the only event is worship the little man in his jammies.
That and Dennis Rodman's New Year's Eve party.
Right.
All right, so what's our count? Ireland with two?
Yep, Mason one, Bergman, Jorge yet to scratch.
All right. This insurance company held a big press conference at LA Live with Magic Johnson, the mayor of LA, and other celebrities to announce it had secured the naming rights to a proposed football stadium in downtown LA. The stadium, as you know, was never built. The Rams built SoFi Stadium instead. Was that Allstate, Geico, Aflac, or Farmers? John, you're first.
Farmers.
Mace.
Farmers.
Greg?
With the crowd.
Jorge?
Farmers.
It's Farmers. You all get a point.
Be
that
Farmers
was
Farmers Field.
Farmers Field. Okay. Which one of these is not a real stadium name? So all of these are real except for one. Okay. Ready? Xcel Energy, Rexall Place, Wilson Arena, or MCI Center? This is Mace first.
Rexall Place.
Greg?
That's what I was going with. Rexall.
Jorge?
Rexall.
And John.
What's the third one?
Wilson Arena.
I'll take that one.
John, you're right again.
Oh, Wilson
Arena. No. I'm just sitting in my office, and I'm looking at a Wilson basketball, so I named an arena after that. The other ones are hockey stadiums.
Ireland, the MCI have you been to Wilson Arena?
It's not real.
No, Wilson Arena doesn't exist.
That's the one that doesn't exist.
Oh, that's a made-up one. Okay.
Okay. All right. Which city has hosted the most Super Bowls? Miami, Phoenix, or New Orleans? Greg is up next.
Ooh, it's one of the two. New Orleans.
Okay. Jorge?
Miami.
That's Mason? We lost her. Mason lost says... Her.
Where's John?
Oh, there's Momo. I'm going New Orleans.
Okay. Mace.
I'm going Miami.
Miami is the correct answer. Nice. Mace and Jorge are correct.
Very good.
All right.
Okay.
This is... you're going to have to use... You're going to have to ring in first, okay?
Okay.
First one to answer this gets the point. Ready? Okay. What is the name of the Clippers' new arena?
Oh,
you
God.
Guys, come on.
No.
Nobody knows this?
I got it. I got it.
John.
Who cares?
I got it. I really got it. It's Intuit Arena.
Well, good enough. It's Intuit Dome, but that's close enough.
All
right.
Wait, man, you tell me. Right.
Jorge, did
up,
you
it
Google
just came
that?
To you?
No, I know the arena. I know the name of the arena.
Oh, come on.
I
oh,
do.
Man.
It's Intuit.
All right.
I think
what's
you're
our count?
In I think you're into Google.
Greg's behind me.
What's our
How
count?
Can I Google?
I got two left. I got okay. two left. What's our count?
It's Ireland 4, Jorge 3, Mason 3, Bergman 1.
Okay. What kind of grass is at Dodger Stadium? Is it Kentucky bluegrass, rye grass, Bandera Bermuda grass, or 419 Bermuda grass? Who's up first? I think it's Jorge's turn.
I'll go with C.
Okay. See? All right. John is next.
What was the third one? What was C?
Okay. C was Bandera Bermuda.
Sounds good. I'll take that.
Okay. Mace?
Well, I got to go something different. So I will go Bermuda 420. Is that what it was?
Close enough. Yeah. 419 Bermuda. Yeah.
Okay. Why not go 420?
Yeah. That's true. And Greg?
I can't win anyway. So 419 Bermuda.
You got right, it's 419 Bermuda.
Yes.
Wow. It is 419 Bermuda.
So Mason, Ireland tied now, 4 apiece. Jorge 3, Bergman 2.
Okay. The last question is your name is your buzzer.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
As soon as you think you know the answer, say your name. This company paid $100 million to be the name of the Astros' new stadium in 2000, but had to get out of it a year
Greg.
Later.
John.
When
Wait, Greg, you I can't play. You're out of it.
Oh,
you're
out of man. It. Well, it's a lot. All right, fine.
All right. Greg, John. So, John,
Boo.
What is it?
Enron.
You're right, John wins. Yeah.
Oh, I had John that one, too, John. I had it.
Yeah.
John, from way downtown, Milwaukee.
And Ireland takes the point. He now leads the month
wow.
of November. Congratulations, Ireland. I anticipate that you will pop in regularly, even
well,
while
tomorrow,
you're on the road.
Tomorrow I'm doing the show from Boston.
Bergman, oh, nice.
Is it your game tomorrow?
Yeah, it's my game tomorrow. And okay. you lead in game of games, so you don't need to do this anymore.
What are you talking about? I'm like off all next week.
No, but you lead in, oh, sorry, Mythical Money, you lead. You're killing everybody.
Okay. Yeah, but he still wait wants the 10,000 mythical dollars.
I'm going to make an admission that I shouldn't make.
Uh-oh.
Okay? No. A listener sent this to me. Greg, how much money do you have me for in mythical money?
I have you for 156,000.
Okay. That's incorrect.
How?
That's not the way a hedge works. The way a hedge works is I made the original bet.
76,100. Yep.
Then you guys, I made another bet with you two guys. So I still lose the original bet. Then I get the three bets I won with you, Greg, the 5, the 70, and then the 70 from Mason. So I still lose 76,000, right?
Oh, so I have to take out the 76,000 is what you're saying. Okay, then
correct.
I'm winning again. Then you can play the games.
Yeah.
You're at 80. You're at
Mace,
80,000.
That's accurate, right? That's the way
yeah.
a hedge works,
that's,
right?
That's correct. And so by the way, I'm going to make a 10,000 mythical dollar bet right now on the Lakers plus 9. Lakers plus 9 at Milwaukee tonight.
Plus Oof. 9.
Plus
wow.
9. Big
well, you
number.
Know, I can't even as a joke bet the Laker games. It makes you know LeBron's probably not playing till Friday.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But
okay.
9 is a really big number. Also, just passing this along, if you're an Angels fan, there was a lot of speculation that Justin Verlander Verlander will wind up with the Angels. He has just agreed to return to the Houston Astros. Ooh. So Verlander will not be in the Angels
rotation. Look out for Scherzer to the Angels. They already got Syndergaard. Look out for Scherzer.
Yeah, there's going to be a battle.
They need another pitcher.
Yep. All right, John is back tomorrow. Momo, thank you very much.
Yeah, call me
Jorge,
you
nice
need
work
me.
Today. Coming up next for you is Lakers pregame. Spock and the Jock. It is Alan Sliwa and Michael Thompson. Go Lakers, 710 ESPN.